May the meditations of my heart, the words on my tongue, and the very air I breathe bring honor and glory to you. Amen. Good evening. First, let me begin by saying I am acutely aware of the irony and the obvious example of white privilege I am as I stand before you this evening. Here I am, a young white male from the American Midwest, going to talk to you about the intersections of the Christian faith and the music of the legendary Aretha Franklin, one of the most prolific and beloved African-American singers in our time. As I find myself here, I surmise the correct tone to start with is that of deep, deep humility, and yes, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, for this incredible person who so easily makes the sound of the kingdom of heaven echo amongst us. And who better to show us the way to experiencing the gospel and God's presence than the Queen of Soul? Our scriptures today from the lectionary seem to fit perfectly with her music. There's mention of singing to God, of speaking with passion and truth, and of lifting up our fellow persons when times are difficult, all themes that Aretha Franklin speaks in her music we hear tonight. It's easy to see that Miss Franklin's songs come from a well of emotion that has seen both good times and bad. Yet one thing that is characteristic of gospel music, and especially of hers, is the idea of hope in adversity. Miss Franklin's own story is not without tragedy, which is why I am amazed at her authenticity when she sings of this gospel. Just as the disciples were amazed when they heard those Gentiles who were speaking in tongues, I'm amazed to hear Aretha Franklin's ability to sing of deep hope and resilient love. Even though she knows how hard life can be, she still comes to a place where she can genuinely sing the gospel. Her version of Let It Be is especially poignant, speaking of brokenhearted people finding solace in the belief that there will be an answer for the heart's deepest questions. It's something that I can certainly relate to, and I imagine that many of us here tonight can as well. In our moments of suffering, it's easy to ask that question of why. Why would a loving God allow such pain? It's difficult to find these reasons in a world where we have terrorists, van attacks, child soldiers, where we become so obsessed with our differences that we forget we are all children of God, where we become more focused on the things that break us apart rather than things that bring us together. But I do find that there is hope in music. It is something that binds us. Even in its diversity, we can all find something to appreciate, something that resonates within each of us in the music that we are drawn to. It can be something that brings us together, and I believe that Miss Franklin knew this and used her voice to try to erase those boundary lines that were put up by her time and the culture that was around her. When she sings the gospel, it's one of the purest and most soulful things that you can hear. This is a gospel for all, for everyone. For Paul, Christianity meant welcoming the Gentiles into the community, suddenly making God's kingdom one where racial distinctions were not required. Later, Paul would expand the reach of the kingdom even further, saying that there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave nor free, for we are all one. I would continue to add to this list in this day. The kingdom of God is about inclusion and embracing the diversity of humanity as all of God's creation. Paul knew that the future of the church was less about labels, outward appearances, and income levels. It was more about the orientation of bringing people in, of embracing those that have been shunned and cast out. When God encounters humanity, God's response is always one of embrace. It's so wonderful to have music. I encourage us to end this evening with the intention of hearing the music as something that can bring us closer together and closer to the sacred. When you hear these songs, think of the ones who have helped you, the ones who have loved you, the ones who have supported you. Sing to God a new song, one of love, of peace, and of embracing. A song that lifts up the other when pain is all around. Be a bridge in troubled waters.